grandfather time, one step at a time. Running for your life, running for your life. We'll make it out together. Running for your life, running for your life. Make the moment last forever.
Welcome to the Running for Your Life podcast. A podcast designed to share the joy of running so that you can live a long and healthy life. I am your host, Barry Karch, and I'm so glad you're here with me today. I hope all is going well for you and you are reaching your fitness goals. A shout out to Karen, who is training for 29029. Congratulations with that and keep up the hard work. The event is absolutely fantastic, and you are going to love it. Today, I want to talk about a new fitness routine that I have just picked up, and it's called rucking. What is rucking, you may be wondering? Rucking is basically walking or hiking, carrying a backpack loaded with weights. Now, why am I doing this? Well, I am obsessed with fitness. I get more and more obsessed as I get older. I am determined, as we talk about in this show, to outrun and defeat Father Time. I don't want to be a typical 60-something year old. And if you're listening to this show, I'm sure you don't want to be a typical however year old person you are. You want to be more fit, in better shape, and have a longer, healthier life. And of course, that's why I started this podcast, to motivate you to do so and also motivate me to do so at the same time. So I got my rucksack. I bought it from a company called Go Ruck. Now, I didn't compare rucksacks between companies. I just came across them and it seemed like a really good product. So that's what I got, and I have been happy with it so far. Just had it a week, I've done three rucks so far with it, and been happy with what I got. So I started with it this last week, and I had three surprises during my rucking. First of all, it's harder than I thought it would be. I think of myself as a fairly fit person. I do a lot of running, so my cardio is in good shape. Plus, I also lift weights and do calisthenics in addition to that. So I thought I would be able to handle the rucksack okay. Well, wrong. I'm a newbie there. I've seen some rucking events where someone of my weight, they require me to carry 30 pounds with me in the rucksack. So I started out with the 30 pounds, thinking I could just jump right in there and do that. Well, my first ruck, I did carry the 30 pounds, and I did it for an hour. I got a little bit over 3 miles in, but it wasn't easy at all. It was quite a struggle, and that I really did not expect. So that was a surprise for me. It's something I'm going to have to start out with a lower amount of weight and then be patient and get used to the lower weight and then gradually build up and get stronger as I do it. The second surprise for me is it uses some different muscles that I'm used to using from my other activities. And I was getting a bit of pain in the back of my neck from rucking. That's what hurt me the most. And I'm not used to getting any pain there. So I guess I have to strengthen my neck a bit. On my second ruck, I went down to 20 pounds from the 30 I was carrying. And of course, I felt much better doing that. But I still had a little bit of pain in the back of my neck. Nothing horrible. And it didn't have any lingering, lasting effects after I finished. But it wasn't the most comfortable thing to feel the whole time when I'm rucking, and I certainly don't want to cause any problems with my neck or my back, so I'm trying to be careful with that. But I think I'm okay with the 20 pounds. And I've come to read, I've read some articles about rucking now. I kind of started out blindly at it, just picking up the 30 pounds, thinking I could just do it. And it's telling me, the articles I'm reading are telling me that you should start with roughly about 10 pounds of your, 10% of your body weight. And so the 20 pounds can be a little bit more than 10% of my body weight, but that's about as close as I can come with the weights that I have. And it said not to worry about a few pounds difference in the article. So I'm going to continue with the 20 pounds. As a matter of fact, what I'm going to do next week, I think, I'm reading about doing two different types of workouts. I'm learning this as I'm going, as you can see. The article was saying do a longer workout with a lighter weight and then a shorter workout with a heavier weight. So I think I'm going to go for an hour workout with the 20 pounds, and then I'm going to try for a 30-minute workout with the 30 pounds again. Again, I may be pushing it a little bit too quick to get there, but I'm a little stubborn and a little hard on myself on exercising, as you may well be too. But that's what I'm going to try this next week and see how that goes. If the 30 for 30 minutes doesn't feel good, I'll have to stick with the 20 for all occasions for the time being. And the third surprise I got from rucking is, boy, is it a workout for your legs and feet. The extra weight was putting a lot of pressure on my legs and feet. I did not expect that at all. And so I had a little bit of aches and pains down there after I finished. I've got to try to figure out where to put the rucking into my workout schedule, because I did some rucking after I ran, not directly after, but a couple hours after I ran. And that was kind of a little bit too much pounding and work on my legs for the day, I think. So I've got to spread things out a little bit and figure out how to do it. But so that was the third surprise for me, is it really does give your legs and feet a good workout. Actually, I come to read it's good for your back muscles and your core in addition to your legs and feet. So I'm looking forward to enjoying the benefits from it in the long term. So let's speak about the benefits of rucking, since I just mentioned that. I've got four so far that I've seen in my limited 1 week experience of rucking. And the first one, as I just mentioned, is building muscles and building different muscles than you may typically use. So it is strengthening back, core, and legs. So I think that will all be a big help in my overall fitness. Second benefit of rucking is variety in workouts. It's always good to keep things fresh, do a variety of things. You don't want to do just one thing, for example, just run and nothing else, because that's going to get potentially monotonous and boring over time. Plus, for overall fitness, it's good to work various muscle groups of your body and try different things. So I think that's another benefit of rucking. Third, I think whenever I do run, walk, or hike without weights, it's going to make things seem a lot easier. I think I'm going to be flying, or feel like I'm flying more on my running when I'm going without that heavy backpack on me. So I think that's another benefit there. It's just going to make me stronger and feel quicker and more agile without the weight. And one more benefit is it's just kind of a neat challenge to take on. It's opened up a whole new realm of possibilities. I have seen some rucking events in my area, and I think they go on all over the country, that you can participate in, and challenges that you can take part in. So it's just something else that you can try and get excited about and challenge yourself with. Have you tried rucking at all? I would love to hear from you and your experiences of it, your suggestions, and how's it going for you, and what you've gotten out of it and learned. You can reach me at Barry Karch, K-A-R-C-H, at iCloud.com. Thank you so much for being here with me today. I'll keep you posted on how the rucking goes. Would love to hear from you on how your fitness routine is going and what you do. We can share ideas and ways we can all get fit together. And until next time, let's outrun Father Time together.